Yesterday, I began a lesson on demons and devils, a subject that we don't hear much about anymore. A lot of preachers feel that they don't want to talk about the devil. They want to talk about the love of God, and so do I. I want to stress to you that God loves you and that God will forgive all of your sins. But I don't want to leave you without some knowledge of the evil one. Paul found it necessary to stress to the people that there was not only the love of God that could keep them and help them, but there was an enemy who would try to keep them from the love of God. Listen to what he says in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, in verse 12. He says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Paul wanted his readers to realize that our battle is not with the other people in the world. We're not to fight against the flesh and blood. They're not the problem. They're not the target. He wanted to put the target right on the devil's back. The devil does not want to be the targeted one. He wants to be the sly fox who creeps in unaware. He doesn't want a target on his back. He'd had rather have us target other things, other people. He would have us target our childhood, our parents. He wants us to believe that the target that we should be concerned with is where we were brought up, our neighborhood. If he can convince you that you just need to fix your neighborhood, that your problems would all be cured. If you could start a neighborhood watch, that would eliminate the crime in your neighborhood. And saints of God, the devil will tell you that your problem is your church, your pastor. I've heard people say, "I sat on that pew and backslid." Well, I would think that you are probably being disingenuous in making that statement. Most of us do not spend enough time in church to backslide. I don't believe that you're backsliding at church. I believe you're backsliding at home, on your job, at your golf game, in your fishing trips, in your hunting trips, in the times that you spend on your computer, looking at things that you know that you should not look at. You're not backsliding at church. The devil would have you believe that your preacher is not feeding you. But I would say this. I think that probably your pastor puts a good meal on the table every Sunday. Could it be that you have just lost your appetite for the Word of God? You no longer desire to consume the Word of God and let it make your soul fat? You have no desire to feast on the Word of God. You don't read your Bible at home. You don't have a family altar or even a personal altar where you spend regular time with God, as Jesus did. He felt the need to slip away into a secluded place and there talk to his Father. It was there that the angels came down and ministered to him. But the devil would have you believe that it's everything in the world except him. He wants to remove that target from him to others, to other things, to other places, to the way you were raised, to the government programs. The devil wants you to target everything but him. But Paul, in this verse, puts the target right where it belongs. He's telling the people, it's the devil. And he says, "I want you to arm yourself. Take on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand, not against your neighbor, not against your president, not against your government, not against your neighborhood. But he wants you to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, that wily one, that deceitful one, the father of lies. I hope these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you. I have 2 more lessons on this same subject that I will be speaking on tomorrow and the next day. I hope you will listen. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. We would love to hear from you.